This week in West Virginia history, on September 25, 1913, the Greenbrier Resort opened in White Sulphur Springs. Tourists had visited the mineral springs at White Sulphur since the late 1700s. The waters were believed to have healing powers, and the cool mountain air lured the rich and powerful away from the sultry summers in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and the South. Some of the prominent politicians who frequented White Sulphur included Henry Clay and Presidents Martin Van Buren and John Tyler. Robert E. Lee's visits after the Civil War established White Sulphur as a mecca of the South. The springs received a boost when the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway arrived in 1869. The C&O later bought the property and constructed the Greenbrier and the Old White Golf Course. The resort's history took a twist during World War II when the government took over the Greenbrier as a military hospital. The resort was completely refurbished after the war by New York decorator Dorothy Draper, taking on its style of today. One last twist occurred during the Cold War when a secret bunker was built beneath the Greenbrier as an emergency relocation center for Congress. For more information on the Greenbrier, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.